Critics of sonar say it's so loud that it confuses whales and other marine animals and can cause them to be injured or even die. That's why environmental groups have been pushing for tighter regulations on the technology. This week, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, took a step in that direction. The agency acknowledged that current policies are not doing enough to protect marine mammals. NOAA says it will identify critical marine habitats impacted by sonar. Michael Jasny is a policy analyst with the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council. He hopes the policy will be a first step to banning sonar in those habitats.
It's not a prescription, it's a plan, and it sets in motion potentially a very significant change. I mean, the proof will be in the pudding, of course.
Jasny says his organization will work with NOAA and the Navy to negotiate sonar policy so that marine mammals are not hurt. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.